Hi, I'm Jake Lawrence on K103 Radio in Studio B, and I'm talking to Adam Brown from The Adam Brown.
Hey, how you doing, Jake?
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
I'm so happy to be here.
Now, first of all, the name, as we talked off air, it's The Adam Brown.
Yeah.
How come you don't put the name band on the end of it?
Because band makes it, I don't know, makes it suck. I don't know. The Adam Brown is only because there are thousands and thousands of Adam Browns in the world. It's a really common name, so I had to distinguish myself somehow.
The Adam Brown.
Yeah.
I
the
like
one.
It.
Yeah, it's the stuff.
Okay, when did you start the band?
This is 2004.
Okay. Now, the whole idea behind the band, now the reason I'm asking this question, did you start a band to be a band and play bars, or did you just start a band because you had an idea that you wanted to record an album?
I think I started a band to get girls.
And That's a good reason.
I also think it worked out a little bit. But, no, I mean, I had this prior to this band, I was a singer-songwriter, yeah, and I was bored with my own stuff, right?
Right.
So the whole focus of this band was to make my favorite record of all time.
Okay.
And that took about 10 years.
10 years in the making.
Yeah. Because it had to be my favorite record, right?
So, well, how many songs did you write? You narrowed it down to how many on the album right now?
There's 10 on the album. Let's say it started with 30, something like that.
Okay.
You know, and it had to be. It's like the top 10 of these 30 songs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, did you write all the songs or did you have collaborators with you?
I wrote all the songs except for one that's on the record called Revive Rejoice. And my guitar player, Shawnee, wrote that song. I just kind of spewed melodies and Beach Boy-ness on top of it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, it was recorded in Montreal?
It was, yeah. Recorded up in Park X.
Okay. Yeah. Now, who's your producer on the
Me?
Yeah, essentially.
Adrian Popovich and a guy named Joseph Donovan.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, it's all said and done. Now, you told me a while back, it's been remastered. You mastered it yourself.
Mixed
it.
Yeah. I mean, after the album was finished being recorded, we still took another 2 years to mix it and master it.
Yeah.
So it's been mastered 8 times.
Oh, my gosh.
the mastering guy hates me. The mastering guy specifically told me that working with me was the worst case scenario for him. So,
okay.
Yeah. Made me cry a little bit on the inside, but I didn't show it. You know,
you getting anal about it or
OCD?
I mean,
it had to be my favorite record, right? Yeah. So, yeah.
You're a perfectionist.
Not anymore. I was. Now I don't care.
That killed it.
Yeah, the next record, the one after that's going to suck. But this one had to be good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you recently went to Great Britain to tour these songs.
Yeah.
How did that go? How were you received by the Brits?
It was amazing. Imagine playing in front of like 200 people a night, signing autographs, taking pictures with people's moms. You know,
it was
everything you want to do. It was everything you want to do. We had a driver.
Get out. You guys are treated like rock stars.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Tour alone or were you touring with other bands?
I was touring with Michael Cera and Alden Penner. So
okay.
Michael Cera, Hollywood actor, and Alden Penner, who used to be in the Unicorns. So touring with these guys. Those guys help get people to the shows. But I delivered, man.
How many months were you there?
I was only there for 3 weeks, actually.
3 weeks.
Yeah,
you did a lot of shows in those 3 weeks?
Yeah, I did the math when I got back. And if I would have stayed there for like a month and a half, 2 months, I would have started making money. But
any plans of going back?
Yeah, actually in November. My bass player, Martha, is in a band called USA out of Vietnam. And she's there in October.
Right.
And she's already there. So I'm kind of like, we could just tour November. You could stay there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So between now and then, or if you do go back and come back, what are your plans for Canada and this album?
We have a show coming up in Montreal on September 12th. That's the first of many. That's at a hair salon, actually, called Sweet William. They bought a sound system and they were like, hey, you want to play? I was like, yeah, I'll play that.
Great.
But then it's just play show after show after show, you know. I my van broke down, so I'll have to rent another one to be able to play like Toronto and whatnot. But
that's a typical rock and roll story.
Oh, dude,
my van broke down.
Yeah, because you buy a van that you can afford. The van
a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It was a Ford Aerostar from like 1992.
Oh, and it's still on the road. Well, it was on the road.
No, I can't really say it. I can't really bring it onto the road now. But piece of junk. Stan sold it to me.
Oh, well, there you go.
We know Stan.
We know Stan.
Yeah.
who's currently in the band? I know some with bands, there's some, you know, some of the positions are revolving doors, players in and out. Any consistent members?
Yeah, Martha's been playing bass with us for the last, I want to say, 3 years, something like that, maybe four. I can't say the years just kind of trickle out. My buddy Mikey is playing drums, and Monique is on the keyboards. And that's the band right now.
Okay.
This guy Charlie might step up and start playing rhythm guitar.
Right.
Longtime drummer Marc-André, when he's in town, he's in the band. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's kind of part-time. And as goes for my buddy Shawnee, when he's in town, he's in the band too.
But you also have someone to tap into if there's a spot missing.
Yeah, well, for instance, Martha's on tour with another band in October. But I have my buddy Ben who can step up to play bass in October, you know.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah. And anyway, it gets complicated, but.
Always with bands. Always.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about your first single that is currently being played on K103 right now. It's called Can't Sleep. Tell me about the song. It's the one you suggested to me when you gave me the album. I listened to it. Actually, the first three songs, I listened to all, but the first three songs were Dynamite. And of course, this one sticks out.
Yeah. So like this is a got broken up with.
Okay.
Made a really sad song and hated it. But then I was like, but the chords are good and the words are good. So I put a beat on it, like a rock and roll beat kind of thing.
Right.
And all of a sudden it was a good song. And I was happy to listen to it. I mean, it didn't make me depressed or anybody else depressed. It just, you can dance. Don't listen to the words, whatever you do. But you can dance to it. It's
a great catchy number.
Thanks, man.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Adam, for coming in. We're
both
wounded people
we're both
here,
wounded.
Shaking hands.
Have right hands that don't work right now.
But thank you for coming to K103.
Thanks a lot.
And we're going to leave the audience here with a song called the new single "Can't Sleep" on K103.